Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. So, and we haven't even talked about, we've talked about, look at, you know, the Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields are 1 and 2. Zach Wilson is unbelievable. Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. I'm telling you, don't sleep on Zach Smith from Tulsa. And what do you do with Kyle Trask?
Well, he's moving himself up.
I guess he is.
He's a big pocket quarterback who has a little bit of mobility. I mean, he's starting to move himself up the charts for sure. I mean, he's a big guy with a pretty good arm. He's got a ton of productivity. Now, how many straight games with 4 touchdowns? Is it 5 or 4?
What about
really starting to put on a show?
What about that hit on Kyle Pitts?
We saw he was done.
Yeah.
I think Florida scored one more touchdown after that, and they kicked the field goal in the second half and their offense kind of fell apart, but you know, they had a big lead, so whatever. That was nasty.
That was nasty.
Yeah, and
that's the kind of stuff they just do not want.
Yeah, and he tried to turn, but he couldn't get the helmet out of the way, and then you had the awful injury to start the game. Well, at least the second touchdown of the game, the Georgia wide receiver had the ankle dislocation, it looks like, and they carted him off the field. It was brutal in that game.
Brutal.
And the big thing about Florida and that offense, they don't have great wide receivers. Like, you saw how many times it's a back out of the backfield or split out or the tight end. And college football is built on wide receivers making plays. Now, Trevon Grimes made a catch in the end zone. But you see how Kyle Trask distributes the football to tight ends and running backs? That's kind of unique in the sport right now because most offenses are built on elite wide receivers. So
Yep. Let's get Lawrence in here. He wants to talk about Jeff Luhnow. What do you say, Lawrence?
Hey, guys, thanks, as always, for taking my call, and as always, greetings from Hurricane-y Orlando. Some nasty weather we have going on. Hey, so was there options? Is this going to come out that there were actually options for Drayton? Could they have stripped the title? And he said, well, you can strip the title, or you can fire your GM, and we're going to fine you and take some draft picks. I briefly caught what you guys were talking about earlier.
You mean Drayton. You mean Jim Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know, but there were apparently, according to Jeff Luhnow, there were negotiations between Jim.
Some more will come out then.
Well, I mean, if there's a lawsuit, there's going to be depositions. It'll be public information. We're going to find out. We're going to find out exactly how the commissioner negotiated this deal. You know, somebody's got to take the fall. Well, Luno's going to take the fall. Well, AJ Hinch is going to take the fall. Okay, Alex Cora is going to take the fall. But I'm going to, okay, some draft picks, fine, whatevs. $5 million.
So is that going to make the Astros look worse? Or is it going to, I mean, that's what I'm confused about. And one more thing, with the hiring of Cora and Hinch now, are they going to get booed?
Well,
I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk about it.
Actually, baseball could end up looking bad.
Yeah,
if Jim Crane, of course, Jim Crane didn't have to fire him. That's what Major League Baseball will say is, you're on your own. You didn't have to fire him. But then Jim Crane say, well, I fired him with knowledge from you. And then if I'm Jeff Luhnow's lawyer, I just say, depending on if they don't really find any hard evidence, what you could say was, whoa, both of you guys. First of all, that wasn't good enough for you to suspend him for a year for you, and that wasn't good enough for you to fire him. Ultimately, I don't think they have a case against Major League Baseball. Against the Astros, they may have a case.
Here's another one that's going to come and bite him in the ass. Jeff Luhnow said, I know, I have direct knowledge that it lasted another week. They didn't come out with the findings because they were looking just directly at me. They had to find more evidence against me.
Yeah.
So this was targeting in the most literal sense. They targeted Jeff Luhnow to take the fall for this, and it's really flimsy of what they went on with Jeff Luhnow. I mean, it is, I'm telling, I really think that Jeff Luhnow can win this thing, and Jeff Luhnow is going to get paid, bro. Now, if you want to know the truth, is it going to be when you sue your league and you sue your owner? There's a lot of owners that are going to say, don't know if I want that guy around.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, that's true. But do you really, like, if you catch $22 million?
I don't need you. Don't need it anymore. But you want to work. I mean, he's a young guy.
A consultant.
He's a young guy.
Yeah. Relatively young.
Yeah. I mean, so you want to be able to work. You want to do, I'm sure he loved what he did and everything else. But, well, he's been blackballed anyway. AJ, yeah, 1 year, we got you. Here, come on. Tigers, hey, come on. Red Sox, come on back, Alex. You didn't cheat here. It's okay. And by the way,
and you told people you were sorry. You were quietly sorry to people you knew.
What a bunch of crock. What a crock of
When's the last time that you apologized to someone, John?
The last time, I always apologize. I always make like.
About what?
I apologize to Dell all the time for references that he makes, and I'm sorry you feel that way.
You apologize to me.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Dell.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I apologize for references Dell makes. You apologize to the listeners. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What?
Oh. Yeah, but you don't. But how often do you say I'm sorry for something I've done?
Something that you've done?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Something you've done.
Oh. That I've done?
Yeah.
I really don't.
Do things that need apologies?
What would I do?
There you go, Dell.
Yeah. I mean, what could I possibly have done that I would have to apologize for? That's ridiculous.
Official.
That's ridiculous. But, I think Jeff, for those of you who haven't heard, Jeff Luhnow is suing, and Jeff Luhnow might have a pretty damn good case. We'll see. We'll see how that turns out. It probably is going to end up where he gets paid. He's going to get paid by the league. And that's going to piss off the other owners even more. If Major League Baseball has to pay Jeff Luhnow, and after the Astros cheated and won a World Series, Jeff Luhnow is getting
$22 million fine.
A huge paycheck, and they all have to split it and give it to him? Oh, my gosh. You think they won't be pissed at Jim Crane? Holy crap.
Jim Crane will be like, I feel like I may have handled this wrong.
this was handled rather poorly. Here's a question. My family's at IU alone. I guess Indiana. Can you believe Indiana's ninth ranked in the country? I mean, honestly, that's
the wins are based off teams that we don't think are really good.
They're not good. Penn State's not good. Michigan's not good.
Well, somebody,
they're not good.
Somebody's got to be there, I guess.
Well, I guess somebody's got to be at nine. How about Liberty? They're better. They've got better wins.
I don't know. Not really. Syracuse and Virginia Tech stink. Aren't good either.
Well, no. So Michigan and Penn State.
Oh, I'm
stink.
Not disagreeing. I'm just saying they don't. They just play more games.
Yeah.
Bush really says something. We'd rather talk more about college teams like Liberty than the Texans.
Well,
I'm not saying those teams are fun. I'm not right there with you guys. Like I just don't find the Texans compelling at all. Let me reset some Texan stuff for you. JJ got his 100th sack. There's a report by Jason Lockenfor that general managers around the league believe that it is a quote-unquote virtual certainty that JJ Watt will be traded this offseason, which is fine. Get a GM in here. Let him deal. Watt, pick up your draft capital. Move on. I'm to the point now, would you rather have a second for JJ Watt, or would you rather have like a third and a fourth?
I'm convinced this offseason that you're not getting more than a third for him. I think if I could get two picks, even a third and fifth, a team that's 1 year really good and needed some defensive line help is much more desperate than an offseason team.
But what?
And you get him for a year and a half as opposed to just a year.
Yeah, I would take a third and a fifth if you want to give it to me. I'd shoot for You know, here's what I'd shoot for, two-thirds. I don't think you're getting a second.
No.
Not for 1 year. We have them for 1 year. I would shoot for...
Well, unless if they can...
But there might be some market... But actually, you know what? There actually might be some competition on the marketplace for J.J. Watt now. After the season's over, you may have teams say, well, this guy is leaving. We can plug J.J. Watt in. You know, I actually there may be more competition now than when teams are kind of locked into their roster. Well,
but you know what your roster is and guys that could leave and not leave.
Yeah, but in the midpoint, you might not make a deal because your roster's a certain way, your money's a certain way. In the offseason...
Oh, you could free up money.
You could free money up, and
Yep. Yeah, maybe. I think JJ's gonna say, send me to a.
I would like
send me to a contender.
I would like two picks.
So you're gonna limit that in that way.
I would like two picks.
He ain't going to. He ain't going to Jacksonville. Okay.
No. You want to do right by him, but at the same time, if you're the Texans, you're gonna say, hey, look, here's the deal. Because JJ could just retire, but what you have to do is say, look, here's the deal. We ain't letting, you know, your desire to play with a contender, we can't just have one team and then they bully us around.
But again, what one team, what bad team is going to give up a higher pick in the draft order for a guy that's got 1 year left on his contract?
No joke on this one. Where's Miami's defensive line right now? I know they drafted Raekwon. They have Wilkins. It wouldn't be Miami. They've got a bunch of, they got Shaq Lawson now. It wouldn't be Miami.
San
Buffalo?
Fran. San Fran.
Hughes is always hurt. What about Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Well, anybody. San Fran's going to get Bosa back.
Yeah, but they also lost.
Arizona.
That's a possibility.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, they just Seattle's up, being mentioned with everybody.
They just picked up Dunlap, but he didn't do anything. Although they sacked Josh Allen 8 times.
And Josh is also a ball hanger, too.
Yeah. Was it 7 or 8 times? At one point, I was like, are you kidding?
I mean, frankly, Green Bay is the one that makes, to me, it just makes so much sense. Yep. It makes so much sense.
Buffalo makes sense, too, though.
Buffalo does make sense, as does the Minnesota Vikings. Makes some sense for him. Although, not really. Not if he's going to be a defensive end, because you have Hunter and... Oh, no, wait. They dealt Ngakoue. Actually, Minnesota makes sense again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ravens?
Depends on how well they do. Ooh, the Ravens. I don't need to see him.
Put him at a 5 technique?
I don't need to see him.
Steelers? Nah, Steelers are fine.
Well, but uniting the brothers? Mm-hmm. One on each side? Holy crap.
There's a lot of teams that actually, I mean.
Garrett Gilbert just picked you apart. They could use him.
Cowboys?
No. Steelers.
Oh, Steelers.
Yeah.
That was the secondary. I don't know about pick apart.
He was
all right.
I think Dak's got some problems. Listen, Garrett Gilbert keeps playing the way he is.
Listen, Cowboys, I don't want to tell you what to do, but you can get him on the cheap right now at $15 million a year to be a starter.
And Dak
Walt, add him for $15
million. Dak's 35. You save 20 a year. I love it. 915 ESPN, 97.5.
TGS Insurance, that's who I love. I love the ability for you, the listener, to text the word money to 232323 and immediately start saving money. And I mean today. They can switch your homeowners over today and then get the prorated amount that you're owed back from your other, if you've already prepaid, maybe you got a special rate for prepaying like I did. What TGS did for me is they switched me over on the same day. They had me sign one document. I just took a picture of it and sent it back over to them because I didn't have a scanner. And before you knew it, they canceled the other insurance. You know, with my blessing, they canceled the other insurance. The other insurance sent me a prorated amount of my money back, so I got that check. And I immediately dropped to a lower rate for my homeowner's insurance with an A-rated company. You can do the same thing. Text the word money to 232323 and let them get you the lowest rates possible on your homeowner's insurance. They can do it very quickly. You text, and within 15 seconds, you get a firm quote back. And yes, they can get you switched today. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life.
They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
My bad. I thought Luna was suing baseball and Jim Crane. He's just suing Jim Crane.
No, it's both.
No, it's not. It's just Jim Crane.
The LA Times had both.
No, LA Times had just Jim Crane.
They did?
Yeah. It's just, and I reread this story, and it is just, he's suing the Astros. Now,
well, I knew the Astros,
complaint yeah. is states that Major League Baseball did this, and Jim Crane negotiated with Major League Baseball, but right now it's only the Astros that he's suing. Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was both, but he's only suing Major League Baseball.
Wait, Jeff Luno sued the Houston Astros for breach of contract on Sunday, alleging that the Astros... owner Jim Crane and Major League Baseball Rob Manfred negotiated penalties. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He's only suing the Astros. So the owners wouldn't pay him. No, it's just Jim Crane is paying him.
This could turn into a $22 million fine for Jim Crane on top of what he already got.
Yep. Heels of one of the great golf success stories in the history of golf, Carlos Ortiz coming. Beating Dustin Johnson, the number one player in the world.
Taking all the shine off of it. Here comes Luno.
And Brooks Koepka's up there in fifth, tied for fifth. I mean, you want to talk about a great week for the city of Houston. Texans win. I guess all of our we had Rafael Stone have his press conference in which he says, they're going for it, brother. Uh-huh. Going for it. And you've got the Vivint Houston Open. With Carlos Ortiz, the first Mexican to win on the PGA Tour since 1978. What a great, great time to be a Houstonian.
Excuse me.
What about that jacket you're wearing? How did that go?
U of H? Cincinnati's a good football team. Cincinnati, they weren't winning that football.
But Houston could have at least covered.
Well... I honestly thought they just 14-point dog. They were showing Cougs a lot of respect.
Now, I did too. I thought, this isn't enough.
Yeah. No, honestly, I was like, well, that's what scared me.
Doak's got it cranked up early.
That's why I was like, maybe Houston's the bet.
Doak's got it cranked up early.
Everybody's going to be jumping on Cincinnati at 14.
Cincinnati, there's no question people are going to give Dana their best shot and Houston their best shot, and Cincinnati didn't let up. Like, Cincinnati hasn't really let up to this point. Their running back is pretty good. DeRitter's okay. Their quarterback, I mean, he'll throw it out there. The defense is pretty salty.
The defense is good.
Yeah, the defense is pretty salty for that conference. So, I watched some of that one. They said DeRitter goes to the sideline. Did you hear the sideline reporter? She got some great info. I'd never heard of this before. He goes and puts his headphones on. And takes his notebook out and starts writing notes on what he's seen defensively and tendencies he just saw.
He listens to music while he's doing it?
Headphones, I assume, like with the coach up in the thing. Oh. Not like Norman or whatever. Frank Thin Beans! Not like him from something about Mary. Sure. No. Not those kind of headphones, like a Walkman.
Franks and Beans.
Franks and Beans.
I'm talking about like a headphone.
Say that again. Say it the way you said it.
How did you say it?
Talk to the coaches.
How do you say it?
Like this. Franks and Beans.
No.
You didn't say Franks and Beans.
Franks and Beans. I'm saying it like Yao Ming now.
It wasn't like that either. Mm. How would Shaq speak like Yao Ming?
Franks and Beans. Wait, what?
You remember when Shaq did his Yao Ming impression?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Pull it up.
Remind us. How does Shaq
do it? You can find it on YouTube. Go to the YouTubes.
I don't know what that is.
So yeah. I didn't see this either, and I looked for it. Aaron Wilson had an issue with Lonnie Johnson yesterday?
I didn't see that.
What do you mean? He had an issue.
Well, Lonnie Johnson had an issue with Aaron. Apparently, Aaron tweeted out that Lonnie Johnson gave no help on the Vernon Hargraves touchdown.
Well, there was a bust. We know that.
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't think there was a bust. I think Vernon Hargraves can't run with DJ Chark.
Well, if it was that bad, there's a problem.
He looks like he's got a leg injury the way he runs. And, no, that was, I'm pretty sure. And
you know, that's what I look for in my cornerbacks. Guys who look like they have leg injuries.
He couldn't run coming out.
I know.
So what the hell? This is just.
Yeah. Lonnie tweeted, people be talking and don't have a clue what the defense is. Crying, laughing, goofy was the tweet from yesterday.
Goofy?
Yeah,
he put goofy in it?
All caps goofy.
I'm not so sure that is the case either, because Lonnie Johnson seemed to be shaded to the other side. And Hargraves just got beat. And Hargraves was that far behind because that's how much faster DJ Chark is than he is. I'm telling you, this is a disaster. If Vernon Hargraves has to continue to play for this team, Bradley, Roby, whatever you did, stop doing that.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm going to need him to keep doing it.
No. No.
Can Deshaun do it too?
No, Deshaun can't do it too, whatever Bradley Roby did. No.
How many Texans who actually play well can do this so they can stop winning games?
That's not what we're shooting
for. Are
you
totally disgusted that they won that game?
It was a little upsetting that Luton threw that ball way behind on the two-point conversion. I was a little upset by it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrible throw.
It was a terrible throw.
Terrible throw. Okay, next couple of weeks, Cleveland, at Cleveland.
I'm telling you, they can win that game. The Texans can absolutely win that game. I don't know that Baker Mayfield can exploit. Now, maybe he can. I say that right after Jake Luton went for 300, but a first starter. don't know that Baker Mayfield can. Yeah, a Jake Luton, yes, he can. But, they were calling him Luton Free.
What are they?
Is that a good nickname? One guy on Twitter did. Not really they, but. Why? One guy, I said, is this Luton Mania? And some guy goes, Luton Free.
Free Luton. No, don't dab.
Why are you dabbing?
Stop dabbing.
Luton Free, gluten free, John? Genius. No, that wasn't worth it.
He would have spun around if it was his original, but he took that from someone, so you don't spin on
it. Yeah, you can't spin on if you didn't make it up.
I made up tornado dabs.
No, but you didn't make up Luton Free.
Luton Free, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't make up Luton Free. No. I wish I had. Sweet move.
We're glad you didn't, because we don't want to see the tornado dab.
Because
why can't gluten free is like what you call them when you finally get rid of them?
Because then you'd have gone viral and everybody would have found out about you.
Yeah, I don't need to do that.
Why can't Baker Mayfield exploit the secondary?
I guess he can. Now that I think about it, I guess now that I think about it, he could go for 365.
Yeah,
I guess there's really no reason that Kareem Hunt can't go for 160.
Right. No, that's almost a lot.
I guess that seems reasonable, actually, now that I think about it.
And
they get the bye week to get rested up for the Texans.
And just
they're like Alabama.
Are we feeling great about them because they're only two wins this year against the Jags? Well, that's why teams carry
back in the playoff hunt, though.
Well, they're three games back, so I guess.
That's all.
Beat two different six-round quarterbacks.
That's
Gardner
all.
Minshew and the Jake Luton.
The Texans have beaten up on Minshew and Luton.
Yeah. Seven games to play and only three games back. You do the math.
I think it's going to be very difficult.
Okay. I guess if you say so. But obviously Tennessee can finish 6-10.
Yeah, because mathematically, yes, they can.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess they could lose all the games.
Yeah, sure. They could lose every game.
It's not like they're playing. Yeah, that's true. It seems unlikely.
Well,
so you're not even talking about the wild card. You're talking about division winners.
The division. They're back in it. I'm telling you. This team is number one. This team is number one.
Yeah, if all they had to do was play the Jags, sure.
Can they do that?
No, it's not allowed. No.
How about the NFC East? Is there any way they can?
No, they don't play the NFC East this year.
Damn it.
How about the NFC
East? We'd love to play the NFC East every week. You know what I would love? I don't know what your job is. I don't know what your business is, but I do know that it's certainly hard to find qualified candidates these days. It's awfully challenging running a business with so many people out in the workplace, thousands of resumes coming your way. How do you possibly sift through this thing right now with all of these people? There's one place you can go. We're hiring a simple, fast, and smart. It's called ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. They do all the work. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/John, J-O-H-N, ZipRecruiter.com/John, ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, I think that we saw today why I would only take deluxe nuts for Will Fuller, okay? Because he made tremendous plays. He was a tremendous athlete, tremendous receiver, and I'm so glad that we have him.
We got a little media laugh.
You want to hear that again?
Well, because he kept saying, I'm not taking peanuts. We're not taking peanuts for these guys. So we only take deluxe nuts. D's nuts, I think. He should have said D's nuts.
Do you think that's why the media laughed?
That would have been funny. If he says, I'm only taking D's nuts.
What y'all talking about, D's?
D's what?
D's nuts.
Nuts. If he does that, that's when you officially know Romeo's in that mode.
Mm-hmm.
If he catches Mark Berman, Mark, have you heard about D's? D's what? D's nuts.
That's right. D's.
Nervous media laugh.
Are we allowed to laugh at that?
No, I'm just joking with you, Mark. Yeah, we got to do a better job on the back end.
You think
the back end of
you
what?
Think we
back end
do of a D's nuts. Job of the on the back end, you think? So, 703-780-3776, if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that right here on the show. Our Texans with a huge, huge win.
How excited were you when that Jake Luton pass was thrown behind and the Texans got the onside kick or whatever the hell happened in that game? How did you feel, John, when you knew you had secured a second victory of the year?
I was happy. I was happy that our
Me
team
too.
Our team was
you
number
were like
one.
Like Keon Crossenworth. Worth the pickup. This is why you have a Keon.
Why was he worth the pickup?
Keon Crossen's the one who collected the onside kick.
So is that
and then your dumb kicker for Jacksonville, Lambeau, Aggie.
How's he my kicker?
Hurt his back just running after the ball and then slid at the end like, oh!
Keon Crossen was also the one who really made a piss poor play on the touchdown.
That's not his job. It's not for coverage.
The spin move that got
him. Oh, was that Crossen who tried to tackle?
Yeah.
When he got juked by the quarterback?
Yeah, with the spin.
It's not my job to do that.
But it wasn't him.
Oh, it's better than being Adams. Was it Adams that got stiff-armed?
No, he got stiff-armed.
Boom! That was 52.
Boom! No, that's Greenard.
Oh, that was Jonathan Greenard who got...
Yes.
Boom! Stiff arm by Luton, and another
and
guy gets
Keon Crossen gets
and another
on,
guy gets spun on.
Yes,
you want me to go pull up his combine stuff?
This is a day of celebration, Lance.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you got to bring up all the ugly stuff. Bill O'Brien is gone.
He's negative.
We can enjoy our wins, and we can.
Did you enjoy that game?
That was the worst game. That was the worst. I mean, talk about two pitiful teams. Oh well. Unbelievable. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Okay, that game or the Giants Redskins game? Redskins Giants football team game. Which one had less?
Well, less intrigue. You had an awful injury in the football team's game.
Yeah, okay, here's, I guess Jabril Peppers apologized to him.
If you missed
Kyle Allen got really, really hurt.
Yeah, Kyle Allen got hurt.
Yeah, here is the it was not a good one. Here's the intrigue. Rookie quarterback, but he's a sixth rounder versus Alex Smith's coming in again. Alex Smith wins. I guess there's more intrigue with that, but you have young hotshot Deshaun Watson versus young needs to prove it Daniel Jones. It's just Jacksonville. I feel like they're the most boring team, and then the Giants are second. It's always felt like that. It was so perfect that Tom Coughlin's been at both teams because he's the most boring football guy of all time. I guess Jacksonville, but no, it has to be the other one because they're still fighting for a division.
Oh, that had much more intrigue. Yes.
They're still playing for a division title, those two teams.
Yes. No, I mean,
the Giants are back in the race.
Oh, my God. If I hear Keyshawn talking about the Giants one more time, they can win it. They can win it. No, the Giants can win. Oh, shut up.
Win what?
They can win that division. They can finish 7-9 and win the division. They'll be like Seattle when they were. Oh, who cares?
You know what they spent a lot of time on that we spent no time on is Notre Dame and the COVID stuff. So in case you missed it, Notre Dame won.
Justin Turner, they spent a boatload on. We didn't. I mean,
Notre Dame beat Clemson double overtime. It's a big win, obviously. Their fans stormed the field. Now, there's 11,000 in the stadium, but I will admit, it looked like about 25,000 on the field is what it looked like. But I guess that's what 11,000 people look like. And they stormed the field with the players there, and they were really upset about, like, what do you think of that? Because you could get the players, like, the players could test positive. You could cost Notre Dame. They could end up losing the game because Ian Book's out with COVID or whatever, and you end up hurting your team. I kind of agree with Keyshawn here. It's less on the student base because you know the student base, A, doesn't care anywhere in college. Nobody with student, they don't make good decisions. It's a consistently habitual bad decision-making age. We know that. I guess the question was, you should have potentially thought about this and had more security on hand. Maybe that would have been the answer, to have more security on hand.
I don't think you could have stopped them, really. That would have been awful.
Okay.
I mean, did you see? Almost looked like Auburn after they beat Alabama.
Okay, let me throw some things at you. And this isn't popular. I understand that. Beanbag pellets, bear spray.
Ooh.
Pepper spray.
Do you remember when people rushed the field at University of Houston?
Well, body slams.
Body slams.
There were wrestling. There were choke. I saw something that Snacks has been showing me a lot of wrestling stuff now. I saw somebody use the Undertaker's finishing hold where he choke slams people. I think I saw somebody from the security department, which, by the way, they got fired for being. Basically, they were just a bunch of guys who wanted to be professional wrestlers, I think. They were body slamming people out there when they rushed the field.
That was awesome.
That seemed a little much.
No, they got in some trouble for it. Yeah, they got in some trouble for it. That was, it was a little overzealous dude that was like
tear gas, flashbangs. With all the demonstrations and riots and protests, I've learned about a lot of different techniques. Yeah. The pepper spray, the tear gas, the flashbangs.
They were told they couldn't. The Air Force or the Army said, no, you can't use that. That they wanted to use to quell the riots.
Oh, that heat gun?
The heat gun. The heat gun.
The yeah. heat gun.
There was consideration like, of using a heat yeah. gun.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we don't really even use that at war.
They're like, so. We appreciate the input, but we've yeah. decided we don't like to use that on our worst
don't
enemies.
We have a heat gun that can melt human skin, like just not our own people. We're going to save that one for when it's really, really.
And they know. They decided, yeah, we think it's a little inhumane to use on our worst enemies in other countries. So we don't advise you use it against American citizens.
Yeah. No, so. Well, I mean, if you want to be soft, well, I guess.
I guess one way to look at it. Don't it be soft.
A way to look at it. Did you see before this game? Well, I don't. And maybe it's a good thing. Pete Carroll is going to be 74 years old when this contract is done. $14 million a year. $14 million a year.
Really?
5 years, 70. I mean, talk about. I mean, he is beloved, though, now.
That he's dude, done a great job over there.
He has done an unbelievable
job. He's built
job.
A culture.
He's kept it without players defensively.
Now,
they're still
Legion
winning.
Of Boom, I thought they had done some things to fix it without Legion of Boom. Like, is Jamal Adams having a big...
No.
When for Jamal Adams to have a big... he's, make a big difference.
Well, I'll tell you this. He's their best pass rusher.
I know he had been hurt, but...
No, he had a couple of... He was their best pass rusher yesterday.
Yikes.
It's not even arguable. He's their best pass rusher.
Yikes.
And now that whole coverage thing and stuff, I don't know. But he's a really good player. He's a really good player. That defense, though, holy crap. And, you know, and the word is out, just throw on him. Don't even try to run the football. Every down, Josh Allen was throwing the ball. Every down. It just makes no sense to run the football when you've got, when you can just pick up 10, 12. They are so – their defensive backs – you know who's really bad is Dunbar. The guy who was in the robbery with –
He's got other stuff to think about, John.
The guy who was in the robbery.
Yes. The guy who – they were,
he was
they
robbing
were throwing
poker
dice.
Games?
They were throwing
Quentin
dice.
Quentin Dunbar. Yeah, it's him and Baker.
Yeah, DeAndre Baker.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot he was a robbery guy.
Yeah.
That's right. And he's playing.
And he's playing.
And he's stealing right now.
Apparently he was injured.
From Seattle.
He was injured and they played him anyway. He had a knee injury, and they had no other options. I guess so they ran him out there anyway.
Do they want to trade for Vernon Hargreaves?
Trade deadline's passed, John.
Oh, damn it! Maybe we could just wave him.
They can get another crappy Florida corner. Is that what you want them to do?
That's what I want. I want them to take Vernon Hargreaves. If you want to know the truth, I want Vernon Hargreaves to be like 5 and 6 yards behind the receiver there than here.
Well, that'd be better. Sorry, you're stuck with it.
Whew, Vernon Hargreaves is bad, bro.
Well, the Jags were like, we told you. The Bucks were like, yeah, we know he's bad. That's why we released him. Why'd you sign him? We cut our first-round pick because he's bad.
Why did you do this? Why did you do that, Houston?
You think we have many corners?
Connelly also, Gerrion Connelly. Bill gave up a third for that.
The Bucks were like, you think we just had four great corners so we didn't have space for him? That's why we cut him? No. He stinks.
He's terrible.
Like, seriously, what is going on with Gerrion Connelly? What is his injury?
Well, no one knows. No
is
one
it
knows.
Just suck?
No, I don't think so. He can't. Wait a minute.
He can't be. But well, no. You're right. Can't be worse than this. He could be equal to this, but he can't be worse.
Honestly, okay. If you get cut or you can't play for the Texans secondary, I've asked Elle this question before. What's your next step in your career? Warehouse guy? If you can't play for the Texans as a defensive back right
now. XFL. But you're going to have to wait.
Are you sure you can start in the XFL if you can't start for the Texans?
I mean, Savion Smith couldn't start for the Roughnecks, and he's playing for the Cowboys.
That's what I'm
saying. So that might be a fair point. I feel like you got a shot, though. I feel like a former first-rounder could play for the XFL. I feel like that. But it's a fair question.
As far as what is wrong with Gerrion Connelly, it's complications from his ankle surgery in the offseason. Apparently, it didn't go that well. So
complications?
Now, yes.
He's sitting there with his leg elevated all the time.
I'd like to know what it is because they say there's no clear return in sight. He's going to be gone for the whole – you gave up a third rounder. He wasn't really that good when you got him. And now
– It's only a third rounder, Lance.
Yeah,
Only a third rounder. I know JJ's worth a third rounder.
Who cares about those things? Like,
I know
Eric Winston,
a third rounder, but
Eric Winston was a third rounder. You know, those guys hardly ever play at all.
You're putting too much emphasis on the draft.
Duke Johnson, third rounder.
Traded third rounder.
A fourth to turn into a third.
The Texans
The Texans feel like third rounders are no value. Like, listen, I know it wasn't great with Rick once you got in the middle rounds, or with Charlie, or with anybody. It still has value. You got to stop throwing away. Justin Reed, he starts. He's third rounder. Mm,
does he, though?
Yeah, he does.
Is he, though?
Who's got a better shoulder, you or Justin Reed?
No, Justin Reed.
You sure? You said you've been getting better.
Yeah, but you see this? Does this look great?
It doesn't look even.
I don't see Justin Reed ever put his hands up.
If I dab, I can't really.
Do you, Dell?
Yeah, at least Lance looked like he could knock a ball down. I don't see Justin Reed ever raising his arms above his shoulder.
That's true. Yeah, at least I can play the football.
I do see
at least
him,
with one hand.
I see him grilling. That's the only thing I've seen Justin doing outside that I'm interested in.
No. Hey, Justin, you got those bacon wrap jalapeno poppers?
I'm rapping. Popping, pop, pop,
pop. Like, can y'all?
Whoever the GM is, whoever the head
y'all
coach
gotta,
is,
we gotta
put
stop this
stop
H-E-B
to
stuff.
The H-E-B stuff.
The H-E-B
it just
stuff
not work
has
out.
To stop.
Yeah,
it's got to stop. Would you
stop before it kills somebody?
Hey, Justin Reed, H-E-B. Like, no. Soon as we get DeAndre Hopkins on there, Bill O'Brien's getting him out of there.
Altuve.
Hey, it's me, Jose Altuve. No. Oh, he just hit 170.
You know they don't like when you do that, right? Yeah, we've had that. John's had that conversation before. Don't like when you do that.
When you make that. Yeah. 945 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Men's T Clinic.
Let's talk about Men's T Clinic. They don't mess around. They give you the good stuff. Testosterone. And there have been people who have gone to other places and they didn't see the results. And one of the reasons could be because they never really got a good read on what your readouts were, what the best course of action is. Men's T Clinic is very, very precise in terms of who gets treated and then how they treat you. They will start with a level and then dial it up if they need to or dial it back. They monitor any side effects. They monitor to make sure it's going to be safe for you and healthy for you. And once they get it locked in, wow, the results are instant energy within 3 to 4 days. You're going to feel a burst of energy, and your testosterone provides you with that. It also can provide you with better libido. It can provide you with the ability to convert belly flab to lean muscle mass. That usually takes about 2 to 3 months, but you will start to see a difference after 2 to 3 months. It can help, obviously, with metabolism and weight loss. It helps with mental acuity and quickness of thought. There's so many benefits to having your testosterone levels dialed in. And similarly, there's so many problems with not having it dialed in. So make sure that you go see my friends at Men's T Clinic. Get tested. They'll get your results today. MensTClinic.com for the 5 locations nearest you.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, take the day off work. Play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Occasional invitational presented by SiteJab.com. Benefiting Provision. Not provision. They spelled it provision. Provision. And that's a great cause. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. So we got the tournament coming up, boys. Y'all in? Dell, you playing?
No. I'm assuming we're going to be broadcasting.
We're broadcasting.
Okay, so I'll be there for that.
We're broadcasting, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Brother.
My brother.
I'll be
We're
there.
Broadcasting, brother.
I'll be there for that. I'm not playing, though.
You kind of are.
No, I kind of not. I know how it works. I'll set up. I'll get there early, set up. Oh, crap. Is it an all-day broadcast?
Probably.
I'm not staying
there
all day.
You're so blessed, Del.
You're staying all day,
I'm not
bro.
The engineer. I don't care who needs to know it. I'm not the engineer all day.
You're the engineer.
At some point, I'm leaving, and someone else is going to have to wrap it up.
No, that's the job.
It's all day.
They want you there all day.
I am telling
you. Where I come in after nine holes and start screaming, Dill, let's do a shot.
I'm telling anyone who needs to listen, I'm not staying there all day.
Telling anyone who needs to listen.
Yeah, all day. It's your favorite. It's golf.
What did you guys watch? Besides the Texans yesterday, I know what you watched, Dale.
What did you watch besides? You
just watched them all?
I watched them all. I was at Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we watched afterwards. I mean, we watched the Cowboys game. We watched the Cardinals. I watched them all. Chargers. I mean, it was a great day.
I tell you what, it is with these young quarterbacks, it is a little bit more fun to watch. Like,
yeah.
Justin Herbert has been way more exciting than I ever expected this quick.
Mm-hmm.
Way more exciting. It's been impressive what he's been able to do. And I think you got to give some credit to Derek Carr and what the Raiders are doing. The Raiders are a factor now in the West. Like, you got to pay attention to them over there from a playoff standpoint, especially with the extra playoff spot. You're going to have to pay attention to the Raiders because the AFC, I don't know, right now, like the Colts, what are they, 5-3? The Colts and Titans, I'm starting to wonder if the second place team in the division doesn't make the playoffs now. Because we know Ravens and Steelers are both in. We know that. And, you know, don't look now, but the Browns have a pretty good record. The Browns are sitting there looking at the Texans like, we need a feast on that lamb.
So right now, Bills are winning. We're going to win the East.
Bills are in.
Steelers are winning the North.
Yep.
The Titans are a game ahead of the Colts.
Yep.
And the Chiefs have two games up on the Raiders.
Yep.
The wild cards right now are the Ravens at 6-2. Mm-hmm. And then there's a three-way tie. The Raiders, the Colts, a four-way tie. The Browns and the Dolphins for the last two spots.
And according to the tiebreaker, in that ever important, if the season ended today, it would be the Dolphins would have the 7th seed, and I think the Raiders would have the 6th seed.
Raiders, and so the Browns would be out, and the Colts would be out.
I believe so.
As of right now.
With strength of schedule and all that
stuff.
So, and then over in the NFC, the Seahawks, the Saints, the Packers, all 6-2, and the Eagles, 3-4-1. The Bears are 5-4. The Bucks are 6-3. The Cardinals are 5-3, and the Rams are 5-3. So actually, it's the Rams, Cardinals, and Bucks with the Bears at 5-4, a half a game back.
Yeah.
And the Bears.
That sounds about right. Where are the Vikings?
The Vikings are 3-5.
Yeah, maybe too far to make up now, but they're not going to be a fun team to play. I mean, anytime Dalvin Cook is healthy, Justin Jefferson's come on. But what about the difference that adding, well, DeAndre Hopkins has made, but also Stephon Diggs. What a huge difference that's made to,
oh my gosh,
to Josh Allen.
Yep.
What a huge difference. Diggs has been fantastic over there.
And it's hurt Kirk Cousins. It's no question it's hurt Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah. But Justin Jefferson has really, really helped. I mean, he might be the best rookie wide receiver this year when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
So he's definitely helped. Help him out. They just got off to a bad start. I mean, Jefferson wasn't a factor the first two games. Remember, they lost late
to the Titans.
The Titans, yeah.
31-30.
I mean, they've kind of screwed themselves. If they're sitting there at 4-4, I give them a shot in the playoffs for sure. 3-5 is getting a little tougher.
Well, that's two games back. They'd be one game back if they were 4-4.
Right.
Right.
And that's what the math says. That's what the numbers are saying.
Well, yeah, no, that's
according to my numbers.
Well, that's, you know, that's just the number. That's the math of it. Yeah. But they got the Bears next. I'm telling you what, they're going to beat the Bears. They're going to beat the Bears. And then the Bears are, I think the Bears could lose 5-6 straight.
You think?
Yeah. They're not that, they're, how they won early on. It was the weakest. What were they? 5-1? And that was the weakest 5-1 in all of football.
Easily.
Alex Trebek died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. He was fighting a good fight.
Dude, I have so much respect for he played it out publicly.
Yeah.
And he just had so much grace and style with how he handled everything. I mean, that guy was razor sharp until the very end. He was 80 years old. I just wouldn't have guessed that.
Was he really?
Yeah. He was 80 years old and didn't come off like that. You got to play that. I know you saw some of the Alex Trebek reading rap lyrics, Alex Trebek doing sports stuff with people who knew nothing about sports. There's some great Alex Trebek. They ought to play one. The kind of a highlight reel of Alex Trebek reading rap lyrics is funny. The one where he's got these three mega nerds, and it's football's the category, and it goes 200, 400, 600. Yeah. By the time he gets to 1,000, let's just do this one too, and just get this done with.
No idea anything about football.
No, it was they didn't know the Dallas Cowboys. They didn't know what a fair catch was. They didn't. It was,
speaking of which, did you see that Mike Golick Sr. is going to be hosting a college football trivia show?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Interesting, because I used to watch one when I was in college at ESPN. Had some. Yeah. Me and my brother used to go up against each other.
What about Beat the Schwab? Was that it? No.
No. It was even before then where they would do. They had teams.
Oh, yes.
They had. It was a trivia, but it wasn't just college football. But you remember there were teams from different schools.
Yeah.
From college.
I don't know how this is going to work, but I want Johnny Harris on my team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Harris for sure. If it's just college football.
Just college football.
Johnny Harris is the Ken Jennings.
Johnny should write for the show.
Johnny should 100%.
Yeah.
I grew up with Johnny, and I remember we could ask Johnny who would finish third place in Heisman voting in 1967. He could tell you. He's been a freak show forever like that. I wonder if the time with the Texans has kind of dulled his college stuff at all.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
He's probably still like, this is who they can get. If I'm the Texans, why don't they take advantage of that? Instead of having just broadcasting, bring him into the scout room,
right,
and say, Johnny, what do you think of this guy?
Well, first you have to ask, how does he feel about Jesus?
Well, okay, I think Johnny loves Jesus.
That's fine.
Johnny loves Jesus.
Okay, but we need a purity test. We got to figure out how much he loves Jesus before we hire him. That's part of the requirements.
Well, then ask.
I'm not so sure.
I'm pretty sure Brandon Cooks and David Johnson love Jesus quite a bit. That's why they're on the roster.
Yeah. I didn't say it hurts.
No. It definitely helps.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think on the roster doesn't love Jesus? Go ahead, name guys.
Well, I mean, maybe that's what Bradley Roby said to Zach Easterby.
Ooh, that's fair.
I don't know. I'm not putting that on.
And maybe Garen Conley's not really dealing with an injury. Hey, Jack, I don't really love Jesus that much. And that was the end of him.
But you know what the Texans don't have? A lot of Muhammads and...
Well, there are not a lot of Muhammads playing.
Well, there are guys in the league.
But they're not a lot.
No, but there are guys. So you know what they don't have? Is them.
I don't think the Dolphins have a Muhammad on the roster.
Well, or whatever. It's not just Muhammad.
Or Ibrahim. I don't think they have one of those either. How many teams do?
Ibrahim.
Well, that's a running back in Minnesota. His last name is Ibrahim.
Right. But, teams have them.
You had the Texans.
But the Texans ain't getting
it. Have the Texans ever had. Texans you don't think the Texans have ever had a Muslim on the roster?
Can you think of any?
I mean.
I don't know.
I don't
no
know.
One actually, no it's, one comes out with their.
I'm going to look it up.
With their faith.
Houston Muslims. Houston Texan Muslims.
I don't think that's listed anywhere. I don't think that's a stat you can find.
I want to find
a pro football reference.
Muslims in Houston.
No, that's not it. That's just do Texans then. Why am I telling you how to search this?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
I don't know. Texans, but
I don't think that's gonna work out
for you.
It
changed it to Houston, Texas Muslims.
Yeah, because what you're searching for is something no one's ever searched for.
Well, let's start. I want to see if that's a way that you're gonna be out of here. Beat it.
I don't think
good.
They have a Muslim ban on the Texans. They're not the Trump administration. What are you doing? You can't just go. I don't know.
Do you know? I don't know.
You're right. I don't know because it's probably not written in the bylaws anywhere, so I can't look it up.
Nope. I don't know. You don't know. Lance, beat it.
Goodbye.
I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff right now over in Absolute Marble and Granite. If you're looking for a great way to, and listen, build it out. And or if you're just building a home now, Jeff can come in and he can do it. Or you're renovating that entire kitchen. You're renovating that entire family room, bathroom, whatever it is. Or you need some rooms to be done, whatever the case may be. You want to put in that outdoor patio. You want to put in that outdoor kitchen. This is what Jeff Aronoff does. And you businesses out there, you've got a need to upgrade with marble and tile and granite. It makes your business look so much richer, so much better. And Jeff Aronoff does that as well. But it's got to be a big job. He ain't coming over there to replace a couple of bricks. That's not what he's about. What he's about is making your home or business, man, you want to talk about the increasing the value of that? It happens every day, and Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it here, and you get 20% off right now at Absolute Marble and Granite,
713-880-2822. Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring is sprung,
and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save